This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Saudi Arabia has threatened to retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said the kingdom deserves severe punishment if it is responsible for the disappearance and suspected murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. Riyadh warned such action would receive a greater reaction. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told Fox News Sunday President Trump wants more information right away.
We don't know yet. Allegations are being made, but we've withheld our views. The administration will be carefully monitoring it. This week, I think the president wants a very prompt resolution of what exactly happened.
Senator Marco Rubio urged the Saudis to be forthcoming about Khashoggi's fate.
What I do think is shocking is if, in fact, he was lured into a diplomatic facility, murdered, his body chopped up, and that they sent a group of people down there to carry this out. That would be an outrage. It would be an atrocity. And there would be a swift response, certainly from Congress.
Rubio and others have suggested an arms deal with the Saudis could be in jeopardy, although President Trump is reluctant to cancel it, insisting it is vital for American manufacturers and Riyadh will simply buy arms elsewhere. An Egyptian court has upheld the death sentence for three people linked to militant group Ansar al-Sharia. They killed at least 10 policemen in attacks between August of 2013 and May of 2014. Others have received life prison terms or lengthy sentences, several others acquitted. The International Committee of the Red Cross has made an urgent appeal to an Islamic State-affiliated group in Nigeria to release two abducted health workers it had threatened to kill by today. A third health worker was killed in September. The three were seized in March in Nigeria's northeastern community of Ran. This is VOA News.